Kumlen and Ablak murder up to Rabbi Zorah, the Fitzayin and Medalef. The last thing we learned was Rabbi Lozab and Hurkanus, that they accused him, alleged that he was a Tzaduki or something. And he explained because once he gave some credibility to the Tzadukim, and that's why all these troubles happened. Says the Gemara Vayta. You know, I'll give them a threshold. And so we brought a pasuk where it says, Harchik Molea. It says, Harchik Molea Darkecho. You should distance yourself. So one shot was, it's talking about upper courses. And then Maltikra El Pesach Beisa was talking about, don't get too close to a house of Zayin. Sorry, Beisa is don't get involved with the government, because eventually they'll take your money and who knows what else they'll do. And another opinion is that Harchik Molea Darkecho refers to both. Don't get too close to upper courses or to the government. And Valtikra about Pesach Beisa is talking about don't get too close to a Bat Yezainis. And Rav Chizda said you got a distance of four Amis, and we said that this agrees with Rav Chizda, that this agrees with Rav Pados, who says that there's no Iser of the Torah HaChokas. The Torah only asks the act itself. So you're allowed to walk within the area of Zainis. Okay, this we're up to. Ula, the Gemara tells us about 20 lines from the top. Ula ki havi osir beira. Whenever he came home from yeshiva, havi menashik leila achte, he would kiss his sister abe yudayu on their hands. And they say abe yudayu. Rashi seems to be saying on their hands. Others say abe yudayu means on top of the hands. It means they were wearing some kind of a coat or something on top of that. The amrila. Others say abe chadayu on her bosom. Rashi says a very interesting thing. You know, like in Europe, when you greet each other, you sort of kiss each other on the cheeks. But Rashi says here, I'm just including Rashi, Abe Chadayu, Chaza, her bosom. The custom was, when they said, walk out of shul, miyad, this is the custom, it's a European custom today, who noyishik la'aviv ul'imoy, goes around kissing his father, his mother, ul'gadol mimenu, and those who are greater than him, ba'akuva, on the knee, or on their hands, mishum covered. So everything that Ula did was out of covered. Mefarshim say that this sister was the one who raised him as well. Sorry? The Rabbani, yeah, I'm talking about, to family and all that. Yeah. Says the right. Upli the other day, argued, Ula Kreva Balmaser. Ula says, he argued himself. Ula himself, the one who went kissing his sister, says that even getting close, not only the Iser Aroyas is the actual act, but even being close, Mishum, because we say, Lech, Lech, go, Amri, Nazir, we tell him, Nazir, Chorz, go around, circumnavigate, Lekarma, Lesika, don't get too close to the vineyard. In other words, not only don't eat the grapes, we don't even want to get close to the grapes. So he himself believed that you should distance yourself and don't bring any temptation to you. Says the pasuk, La Luka, there was an Aluka, had shtei banos, two daughters. Says that Aluka means Gehenim, as we'll see from the Gemara here, according to one shot, or with some chash of a person. La Luka, he had two daughters. Have, give. What in the world does that mean? My have, what do you mean, give? He had two pshatim. Amarukva, kosh, shtei banos, shtei Gehenim, that's the sound of the two daughters who are screaming in Gehenim. And while they were in this world, Boilam Hazeh, they used to scream around, Hava, Hava, while they were in this world living, they used to go around, give me, give me. Maninu, who are they? Minais. These are Apokursim. They're always screaming, come here, let's join me, Ma'avoy Dezorah, and Vaharoshas in the government, give me money, give me bribes or taxes and so on and so forth. They're always taking. And then these two are always taking. And they're sitting in Gehenim, and they're the ones who scream, La Luka, Shtei Bon, the two girls, Hav. Another version is not that the Gehenim is screaming, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rukva, not that Zaluka happened to have two daughters, but rather that it was Gehenim. Called Gehenim Tzoyakas, the Gehenim screaming, bring me my daughters here. V'aymer is, hey, vi yuli shtei bonas, bring me those two girls. Shetzoyakas, v'aymer, barim hazeh, hava, all day, they're walking around, like, give me. Bring them to Gehenim, that's where they belong. The pasuk says, "Kol bo'el, all those who go there, lo yeshuvim will not return, v'lo yasigo, they'll never reach Urchas Chayim, the ways of their life." What are we talking about over here? So we touch this. We're going to touch the Kol bo'el, all those people who join, who shmatzik, who join Avodah Zarah, lo yeshuvim will not do tshuva. They will not do tshuva. And even they do tshuva, they'll revert back to avodah zarah again. It's very hard to change them. Why? Because too hard, they find too hard to subdue the yetzirah for avodah zarah. And therefore, they are going to die. If they don't do tshuva, how in the world do you expect them to reach their full mission if they don't have to repeat it for hachikamar? Even if they do tshuva, they will not reach their full life expectancy. It's like Zeta of the king that they will die. In other words, the memra, what are you saying? The chalap peidish v'minus, that anybody who is an oved avodah zarah, and then he does tshuva, because about tshuva, mayis, will die pretty soon after. Why he, let me ask you a question. There was a case, a woman came from Chizah, she said to Chizah, kalus shebekalus, I did so many averis. The smallest aveda that I did, you know what it was? I created my younger son from my older son. That was, she lived with her older son. And that's the smaller aveda. She lived with her older son, incest. So she created a younger son. Now, and that's the smallest aveda. So obviously, what was the biggest aveda? Avodah zarah. And Chizah says, you know what? Go ahead and prepare. You want to do, and she came, she wants to do tshuva. So Chizah said, go ahead and bring me tachrichim. And Yevlei Meza, she didn't die. So you just said that every person about tshuva from avodah zarah will die straight away. And here they didn't die. So the Gemara says, Medika Amra Kala. Yeah. And the Gemara explained the question. Medika Amra Kala Shiva Kala's also. She said, this is the smallest Aveda. Mikla. Obviously, they mean it's not me Aveda. Obviously, she did bigger Avedas, including Aveda Zara. Answer the Gemara, Ahu Dola Hadra Bashapi. Did not do proper tshuva. We're talking about didn't do proper tshuva. And because you didn't do proper tshuva, that's why this happened. But if you did a full tshuva, she would die straight away. It's part of a kapara. That's one version. The other version is that she actually did die. But nowhere did she mention that avodah zarah. So the question was, you said only from avodah zarah, if you do about tshuva, you die straight away. Sounds like any other avodah, you come about tshuva, you don't die. But who does come to Chizdeh v'amal, and she said that, you know, I did an avodah with incest. And Chizdeh says, go ahead and put a chichin v'mason. This version was she actually did die, and it wasn't avodah zarah. Midikomra, kala shibakala. And my answer is midikomra, kala shibakala, because she said it's small aveda. We call it the minus nami hababa. She also did aveda zara. Says the Gemara of aveda. Look, you tell me people don't die from avedas. But Tanya, let me ask you a question, a beautiful story. Omru alav, and Abeleze ben Durdaya, the famous Abeleze ben Durdaya. What happened? He was an expert at every single zoyna in the world. He went and paid to have a relationship with every zoyna in the world. There was not one zoyna. Turn around. There was not one zoyna that he didn't. You're underage. There was not one zoyna he didn't have a relationship with. Bala. Anyway, shlebala. Pam achas one. Shama he heard she yesh zoyna achas bekrocha yam. He heard the name of one particular zayna overseas, that he didn't have a relationship with. How can that be? And he heard that she's very expensive. And they tell us kis dinin in bischara. She used to charge a whole wallet full of money. Not kis dinin, so he took it. And he went. To get there, he had to pass through seven different rivers. Bishas hergal davar. Just when they're about to starting having a relationship, hificha. She let out some gas. Amra, she said, "Kishem shehaficha zu ainu chizeres lemekema." Just like this, what I just let out will never come back. Kachaloza ben Dudaya, a mekabel neshuva can never come back. That's a question whether this woman really was like a malach here to help him do tshuva, or this woman was trying to entice him to tell him, "That's it, Yiddishkeit is over." Anyway, when he heard that, it sort of moved him to such an extent. Halach, he went v'yoshev ben shnei harim v'gvoi. He sat between two mountains and hills. Omar, he said, Harim the voice. He said, mountains and hills, Bakshu alai rachim. Ask for me, ask rachim that I should maybe do tshuva. Omarulai, the Tesa says, either it's all in his mind or the malach of these mountains spoke to him. Ach anu, Bakshu alai rachim, we need help. Shinemar, it says, Ki yaharim yamushu, the mountain will be moved, agvoi tamatena, and the hills will disappear. We need to daven. Omar, shamayim v'adat. He said, okay, forget mountains. Shamayim v'adat. Heaven and earth, Bakshu olai rachmim. Why don't you daven for me? Say, come about tshuva. Amru, they said to him, as again, Taisa says, was either the malach or in his mind.
Why?
Yeah. Why does he feel every time?
I don't know, in case you forgot it from last time. We need help. It says that the heaven will disappear like the cloud. It will rattle close. On the moon. Why don't you ask Rachmi for me? We need help. There's a passage where it says the moon was embarrassed, and the sun was shamed. We need help. Shnemar, it says in the pasuk, when Amaku calls for Hashemayim, that all the stars will disappear. Amar, ain't that totally Elabi? Chassidim used to explain this Gemara. And what happened was that he was trying to do is like that people, every time they do something wrong, like today's judicial system or the whole society today, every time something's wrong, no one ever takes responsibility. It's the school's fault. This guy was abused when he was a child. The teacher screamed at him. Somebody looked at him the wrong way, gave him a krumah, and everything. And that's exactly what happened here. First thing he says is, it says in Parshas Bolok, that the Hori Megvois, Bilam compared Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Nimois to the Hori Megvois. So the first thing he said is, guys, it's your fault. You started Yiddish guy, you didn't do it properly. It's all your fault. What do I do wrong? So they said, no. You got to take responsibility. So then he went to what do you call it? After that, he went to where is it? Shemayim. So he went to his mother and his father. He said, his parents. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. The way I am. And they said, no, you got to take responsibility yourself. Then he went to his teachers. You know, and then the Shemesh and Levona, to all the Rabbonim. He says, it's Rabbonim's fault. You know, it's good that Yeshua went to. And then he went to all of his friends. Eventually he realized that he has to take responsibility for himself. When he put his head between his knees. He cried, Achi Yotzah Neshmasa, and Neshama passed out. Yosef Asker Amra, Rabbi Loza ben Dodai, Mezum L'chayom Haba. He's going to kill him Haba. Over here was an Aveda. The Miss here was an Aveda. And he died. And you just said before the Aveda Zara. So Mar says, Hosanami, even the Avi Batuva Kimidami, he's so much into this Aveda, it's just like Aveda Zara. When you're so attached to an Aveda, it's like an addiction, like Aveda Zara was an addiction. Others ask, and they remember the Sarachin. Here is different. We're talking about natural death. Here he brought himself to death because he cried and cried and cried as tshuva, and eventually died. Anyway, Bocha Rebbe had it before as well. Rebbe cried. I'll have it tomorrow again. Yes, koina lami become a shani. Now those who are koina the world in Gan Eden in a few years. Yes, koina lami shor achas. And in one moment, v'amar Rebbe lo dying about tshuva become a shani. Koina said Rebbe, call him Rebbe. Now. I told you last time, the pshat here is, when Rebbe should be happy for you guys. The pshat is that there's a Gan Eden that you get for living for 1 minute about Shuvah, and a Gan Eden you get for being many years about Shuvah. And unfortunately, he only got the Gan Eden for 1 minute. And that's what he cried. It's a pity he didn't get the Gan Eden from Kama Shanim. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Enes, and the following story in the Gemara is a famous debate. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Enes, and Zos and Tanya, Perichas. Rabbi Ka'ozi, Baruch was traveling, Motu Lahan Teshu, it was a crossroad. Chad, one of the roads, Potzi Apischa Bechavim, went right in front of a Batizainus. The Chad in the other road, Potzi Apischa Bechavim, went right in front, one went in front of a church, and the other Batizainus, the other one went right in front of a Batizainus. And the question is, which one, what's worse? Where your emotions get challenged, or where your mind gets challenged? And Tanya tells you that the mind is much worse. Right? So Amrlei, I remember the yeshiva many years ago had to read a book, and there was a big debate. The two books I had to choose from was, one was called The Chosen, which plays with your mind, and the other one was, I think it was Lady Chatterley Lover, which is played with your emotions, or your heart. And the question was, which is more dangerous? Something that challenges your mind, apokrisis, or something that challenges your heart? Exactly what happened. There are two roads. Which one should you go to? That's how it should be. One said, "Nezel apischa chavim." Let's go through the in front of the church because I think that's less challenging. The Nachim Yitzeh. And today we don't have a such a Yitzhahara for that. So let's go through there. That's all right because the Sanhedrin already destroyed the Yitzhahara. Amli Yidich. No. Nezel apischa the veizaynus. Let us go by the zaynus v'nechafi Yitzhah, and we'll control ourselves and it won't be so bad. No, that's exactly the debate here. What's a bigger challenge? When the Kabbalah will get reward for suppressing our Yitzhahara. came out to the house and they came to the chazin of the zaynas. They saw the zaynas standing in front of their houses. Iskanu mikamayu. The zaynas all walked away from these rabbanim and didn't entice them. He told him, how did you know that you will be able to won't succumb and you'll be able to overcome your temptations? Amale, he said, there's a pasuk that says, Mezima, this Mezima, Tishmer Alecha, will guard over you, Tevuna, this knowledge, Tenezachena, will protect you. Amale, so how do you learn from that pasuk? Amale, rather, my Mezima, what does a Mezima mean? Ilema Taida, he's referring to Taida, the Chsivba, we find the expression by Taida, Zima. It says over there that a person who has a Royis, Zima, he, and the Tagim Unkles over there says, Eitza Shal Chatoyin, so he calls advice. There is a tzatz chatoyin. So we see mezima means the advice. Uksiv, and we know what's the greatest advice. Hifli eitzah higdul tushia that toida, which gives a lot of advice. Eitzah ihochiv. So zima by the pasuk said zima tishma, not mezima or mazima. Says the Gemara, hochikama midvar zima, that from the zima tishmer alecha, that will watch over you toida, which is tenuva, understanding, tenuchena, will protect you. It will protect you from everything bad, even from hirur aveda, as long as we're talking divrei Torah. Tana Rabbah, we learn, kishenitvasu Rabbah Lozer ben part of Rabbah Chanina ben Tradian, these two great Tanoim, Rabbah Lozer ben part of Rabbah Chanina, were arrested. Amle Rabbah Lozer ben part of Rabbah Chanina, Rabbah Lozer ben part of Seter, Rabbah Chanina ben Tradian, Ashrecha, praiseworthy to you, you're a lucky guy, you're only being arrested in one charge. Oily, woe is to me, I'm being charged five different charges about me, Rabbi Lazan Parta says. What are you talking about? Ashrecha shenit fasta chamish advarim. You take were charged for five different counts, but you're gonna be saved. Oily shenit fasti al davarecha. I was arrested for one count. The ain and itzel, yet I will not be saved. Sha'ato sakta b'toyde. You know, and what taka? Why are you going to be protected? Because you learned toyde ugmil chasadim, and you also did a lot of charity. Vani, my problem was le sakti ela b'toyde b'vad. My main focus was toyde. I did not do ugmil chasadim, and therefore won't really protect me. Ukravhuna, and this follows Avhuna. Dam Ravhuna kala isik b'toyde b'vad. If you learn only toyde, doime is compared kimisha ein la laka. As if you have no God to protect you. Shenema, it says, the Yomim Rabbi Yisrael, many days, by the Yidin, Leloya Lekai Emes, without a true God. My Leloya Kai Emes, what do you mean without a true God? Shekola Oisik B'Teira B'Vad, if somebody learns to protect it. If somebody learns only Teira, Doim is comparable, Kamisha Ein Lekai, he has no God to protect him. Says the Gemara, you tell me Chanim and Tradian didn't do Tzedakah, or Gemil Chassad and Le'as didn't do Tzedakah, but Tanya didn't learn how Chanim and Lezman Yaakov Oymer La Yitin Adam O'Yisav La'ani Kishas Tzedakah. Didn't Lezman Yaakov say that a person should not give his money to a wallet? You don't give your money to people who are collecting Tzedakah, to Gabbai Tzedakah. Elim came and Munul Adam Chacham, unless the Gabbaim are Atami Nechom, Mikram Chanim and Tradian. So we see that obviously he was involved in giving tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Hem nu davi memen. We're saying that we want a trustworthy person like a Chanina, a guy with integrity. Abba mevla of it, he actually was not the administrator of a tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Batani, we learned, Amalod, he said to him, Moyu shall put him, he did give tzedakah. He once said, Moyu shall put him this chaufuli. They once asked him how he lived a long time. He said, money of put him this chaufuli, but Moyu shall tzedakah. I once made a swap by mistake. Money of put him tzedakah. The chilaktim lanim, I gave them out anim. Money of Purim can only be used for Purim. Money of tzedakah can be used for anything. Once he had Purim money, he thought it was tzedakah money, just the first Rashi. He distributed it to all the poor people. And then he found out later it was actually Purim money. So he put from his own pocket into the things that to replace the Purim money. So he definitely was about tzedakah. So Kedaboyle, as he writes, Kedaboyle of it, he was about tzedakah, but not to the standard or capacity that it could have been. I should have wasn't part. Now what happened was the government brought up wasn't part. Amru, they said, my time with Tanis, why did you learn? You know, there's a gzei, you're not allowed to learn Torah. My time with Ganafta, why were you a Ganaf? Amale, he said to them, the famous expression, E Saifa, if I'm a man of the sword, if I'm a warrior, then Le Safra, I cannot be a Talmud Chacham. You're accusing me of being a Talmud Chacham and being a Ganif. That means I'm a warrior. And he said like this, E Saifa Le Safra, and E Safra Le Saifa. You cannot be a warrior and a Talmud Chacham. You can't be in business and a Talmud Chacham at the same time. Can't do both. So which one are you accusing me of? Umidahalas, and since one of these allegations obviously are not true, Hanami Lesser, the other one is also not true. Okay, he got rid of two of the charges. My time of Kolach Rebbe. He said, why in the world do they call you a Rebbe? Everyone calls you Rebbe. If you don't teach Torah, why call you Rebbe? Oh, he says, not the Rebbe of Torah. Rabban Shotasimani. I'm a teacher of people how to weave. He had no idea how to weave, but that's what he said. So he basically is lying all the way through his teeth to save himself. They brought him two piles of thread. Omrulay said to him, tell us, hide the shasya, hide the erva. Which is the warp and which is the woof? Which is the one that's vertical? The shasya is the vertical line, and erva is the one that's horizontal. Which one is what? One is thinner, one is thicker. So that's Rashi. Yisrachish le'nisa, a nes happened. Asya, he had no idea. Asya ziburisa, came along a fly, oisiva al the shasya, and it sat, a male fly. A female fly sat on the one that's vertical one. But Asya ziburis al the and then came a male fly and sat on the other one. That's how Rashi learns. How in the world you can tell the difference between a male fly, female fly? I have no idea.
And
so Taisha says he disagrees with Rashi totally, and he says it means two different species of flies. Amalu, hide the shasya there, and he told him.
And even so, how would you know which one is which because of the flies?
Maybe he knew for his insects, but to tell if it was a male species or a female species, that's like impossible. Amalu, my time lost the Be'avidin. This and why we had a gathering place called Be'avidin. Why didn't you join us? Amalu, Zokanisi. It really was a place for Avodah Zarah and all that. Amalu, he said, Zokanisi. I was an old man and Misyadin. I was scared. I'll get trampled. Omri said, what are you talking about? Hakka Chinik. Tell me, historically, how many old people were trampled in this Beis Avidin? That's a lame excuse. Yisrachish Nisa, a nest suddenly appeared. Ahu Yema on that day, Irmis Chatzava, suddenly somebody came into the court and said, you know what? Somebody just got trampled in that place. My time at Koshovkin Avachedis, you know that you're not allowed to follow any Jewish traditions. Why did you release your Evid? When you release an Evid, you have to give a get. Why did you release an Evid? You have to, and you did it the Jewish way. Never happened. Come Chad Menayu, one of the goyim, they stood up last Hudibe to testify against him. A fetish, I saw it happen. That was, he lied every step of the way. Also, Elio came along. He appeared as one of the distinguished members of the government. Amalei, and he turned to this guy and he shushked in his ear. It's clear that look how many miracles are happening. Wasn't a part. But I'm telling you right now, this is going to happen. So be careful. Don't stand up there and be an accusator. That person showed chutzpah. I don't care. I'm going to get this yid in trouble. Like Ashkabe refused to listen to Elio Navi. Come le meimeluhu. He got up to say what he had to say. In the right away, a nes happened. Havi ksiva igluta. The letter was written. Davi kosev mechashiv de malchus. A letter was written right then and there about something else, another matter altogether. Written by one of the choshva people of the government. Lishdudi lebe kesa. It had to be sent immediately to the emperor. Vishadru yodani. Right away, asked him to go deliver it. He couldn't say no. He couldn't get up and speak. He had to do it straight away. He couldn't hesitate. The who gavra. Also, Leo came along. Leo. Once a guy left the palace, came along. Leo. Paske arba mea parsi. He spat him out and hurled him 400 parsi or 1600 kilometers away. Ozal, he went, vila ozal, he never came back. Asula, okay, so anyway, what happened was Abel Naparta was saved. Asula, b'chanim etrajin. Then they brought b'chanim etrajin. Omrele said to him, my cause sakta, but I said, why you learn to one accusation? Omrele, kasha tzivani Hashem alokai. Wait, he told me what I did. Yad goes through all of the Sreifa, immediately they decreed they should be burnt. He defied the laws of the land. Big discussion in Achrayim here. If you're allowed to, he committed suicide here. Because he could have just lied and said, not true. Just like Rosen Parter did. And instead, he said, no. Brazenly, he said, I studied Taita. And in fact, it says in another place that he brought a Sefer Taita with him to this courtroom. How can you do that? So there's a big shaila. Some want to say from here, you learn that you're allowed to be mice, even though the machlekes and amav, you're allowed to be mice and all of the mitzvahs, and here he's mice and nefesh for all the mitzvahs. Others say, no, since he had nevius, he told Rebbe Elazar Parta, I'm going to die anyway, I know that I'm going to die anyway, so I might as well make a kiddush Hashem. And you can't learn from here that you're allowed to be, you know, mechabla's atzmai to avoid whatever, for the kiddush, these things. So not only the decree against him, but also al ishtay laharega, they decreed that his wife should be put to death. And they also decreed that his daughter should be put in the house of harlots, and that eventually, and hopefully she'll succumb, because you can't force any of the zaynis to go with any of the men there. But you see all that going on, maybe she'll join them. No, she'll turn to a Russia. Now what's going on here? So Gemara says, all of the Sreifa, why Taka did he deserve to be burnt, such a big tzaddik? because what he did was Yahoige es Hashem Isi Yosef. He used to say the Abish's name exactly with the name of the 42 letters, which is only meant for the base image. He used to say it out. How was he able to do that? But Tanan, didn't we learn? And Rashi adds, Taisa says he used to pronounce the letters of the name. Rashi says he used to use the name the Oisim Mashu Chafetz. He did whatever he wanted. He used to make miracles with it. He used the name as if it was his to use in his private life. That's what seems to be the problem. So, look at the last line of Rashi. Rabchini Metadion. The Heichaver, how can he take do that? But now we learned Elusha Ein Lem Chelam Haba. He learns in heaven. The following have no Chelik. You know, Haba Ha'Omer Ein Teir Shemayim is not Teir in heaven. The Ein Chiyas Hameisim not Teir. He believes in Chiyas Hameisim, but he said there's no source in the Teir. Abba Shol Oim. Abba Shol adds Afa Hoige Es Hashem Be Oisi Yosef. Somebody who enunciates the name in his letters, or somebody who uses the Abish's name. Lislamed Aved. He did it to learn. Because if you're doing it to learn, you're allowed to. Kinatan, we learned Lislamed Lasses. You shouldn't learn to do, to replicate. At the Lamed Lahavin, but you definitely can learn to learn how to do it. Lahavin Lahidis. If you know, you believe in Chisam Mason, but where is it says, I don't believe it says anywhere in the Taita, for that long you lose the Chegel Mahaba. But that doesn't apply to him. He's just quoting the Mishnah. The main part of what we want to bring about is the last part. If you enunciate the letters of Hashem's name, Elamai time he punished. Why taka was he punished? Mishum hoiges Hashem befar hesya. He did it in the public domain. That's our gifts in the Gemara. Rashi did not have this gifts in the Gemara, and Rashi therefore says that why did he get punished? Rashi says here. Look at Tap Rashi. Rashi obviously didn't have this gifts in Gemara. Rashi is lamed ima of Ketanya. So why did he get punished? Miu akadosh baruch hu medaktik im atzadikim kichut asayra. The Abish is pedantic and he's particular with tzaddikim like a hairbreadth. Even though he did it and he had a right to do it, he shouldn't have done it because the cover of the Abish. The Krah, I, the Posse, the Silmad Lasses, but Mila Achriyasa took me. Who says talking about the name of 42 letters? Kemoshin, T.S. Kishuyin, Sanhedrin, other dinim, the Musturis, Lavon, and Agamil, and so on and so forth. Anyway. Even though you not only make tzuris, but for that to learn how to do new moon, you're allowed to. Back to the Gemara, Valishta Lariga, why does his wife deserve death? The Laimicha Bay, she also did something wrong. She should have stopped her husband from saying in public the Abish's name. Mikan Omru, from here we say, Ko mi she yesh be yode limchas. You have the ability to stop someone from doing an Aveda. Veina Moicha. And you didn't? Nanishalov. You're culpable. Why does she deserve to be placed in the Kubash Hazayin where eventually she should sin? Rabbi Yechon, Pabach is once, he said, she's once walking in front of these Roman aristocrats. Omnu, when they saw her, those days, instead of whistling, they said, wow, how wonderful is her step. What happened? She felt so good about that, the compliment. She started to walk and suddenly walking in thin air, and you know, and she was, you know, she now realized people look at the way she walks, so she walked more like a prima donna. And therefore, Vahainu the Amar Rab Shimon Melakish. And that's why her punishment was that she was tempted to become a Zaina. Rab Shimon Melakish said, it says in Pasik, Avoin akeva yisubayin, the sin of my footsteps surround me. Avoin is sha'odim dosh ba'akava of the way you walk. But oilam hazeh mesubim leili emadin, surround you emadin. Bishar she yotze shloshtem, we're almost finishing Gemara. When these three now went to face their justice, tzotko alayin, and each one, instead of having tainer surabayin shalom, they're all tzaddikim. And why should they deserve such a fate? Instead, they defended the Eibishter. Who Oimer? Rabbi Chanina Metradion quoted the pasuk in Hazinu, Hatsur, the rock, Tamim Polai, and so on and so forth. He only does the right thing. Kechol Dracha Mishpat. He only does right things. The Ishtay Amra, and the wife said, the second half of the pasuk, that Kael Emunah Veinavel, he does no iniquity, he does nothing do wrong. In other words, I deserve it. Bitay Amra, the daughter, who was being taken, she's not being punished, she'd be taken to be tested to do an Aveir in a very difficult place. But she was a tzaddikis and she overcame it, and obviously she went straight to Gan Eden. Bita Amra, she said, Godl Eitza Varava Lila, great is the advice and all these terrible things that you make up. Asha Necha Pekuchas Al Kol Darche, that your eyes are open and all the way, the footsteps of a person. You know, as you watch my footsteps and look what the punishment I got. I deserved it. Amar Rebbe said, "Kama gedolim tzaddikim alolah. How great were these tzaddikim? Shen is damen lehen sholosh mikrois shol tzaddik adin b'shat tzaddik adin. While they're being punished, instead of having tainus or recriminations, they found reasons to defend the Eibishter for what he did to them." Stop here.